3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula!
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Welcome back to Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend. This is 89.7 WUWM. Joining us again today is Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney. Hello.
Hello, Rachel. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. It's already the second week of February, so rolling right along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been really, really busy with Exfabula events and partnerships, and it's been great so far. I can't believe we're probably going to be hitting the All-Stars like next week. Well, we won't. It'll be in May, but... But it's clipping along pretty well.
Awesome. So what's coming up on the horizon next?
We have a couple of things which we will talk about further into our radio show today. But more pointedly, next week on February 15th, we are going to have another Exfabula Fellowship event. And the theme of that evening is going to be embracing cultural diversity. And today, I did bring a couple of stories wrapped around that theme as well. So with our fellowship series, it's always an important evening. It always begins with a couple of true, real personal stories from our Exfabula fellows. And then you, as a participant in this event, can share your own observations in smaller group listening circles. And those are directed by professional facilitators from the Frank Zedler Center for Public Discussion. These events are free. And it's really important that all of us take advantage of these events. They do require pre-registration, so it's really important to go to exfabula.org and get your name in there for the event. So this week, like I said, we have a couple of stories from two women with richly diverse backgrounds, one of whom dove deep into her history to understand who and where she came from. And then the other story is from someone who was never allowed the opportunity to do so. So let's roll right into our first story today. Katarina Hren told a story at our Doors Open Milwaukee event. Let's listen to Katarina's story.
Welcome to Turner Hall. I say that phrase quite a lot because of my job, but if you would have told me 20, 30 years ago that I would be welcoming people to probably the most German building in downtown Milwaukee, I would have said, du bist verrückt, you're crazy. No way. Because when I came to this country at the age of 6, I felt anything but welcome. I was in first grade in Elm Grove, and the kids made fun of me because German was my first language, and they said I talked funny, and they said I dressed funny, and they called me a Nazi. And I didn't know what that was at the age of 6. And I still wonder what my mom thought when I came home and asked her what a Nazi was. Because my mom grew up during World War II and was a little kid. And it was probably her most traumatic experience. So when I was 10, I read everything that I could about the Holocaust. To me, I had to understand this legacy of shame that came from being German. Many people know Milwaukee as being a very German city, but coming to this city as a German native, as a child, was not positive. And yet I'm grateful for that legacy of shame because I learned very early a sense of social responsibility. But from that point on, I hid my Germanness. I went by the nickname Kathy. I actually have a friend named Kathy here tonight, and I like that name, but it never fit me. And it wasn't until I went to UWM that people started calling me by my real name. So I found out that there was a free year of graduate study in Berlin, and that's the city of my birth. And I thought, well, I'll go for that. I wasn't planning to go to grad school, but hey, free year in Berlin sounded good to me. And so I went and entered grad school. I went to Berlin and felt at home for the first time in my life. But even though I wanted to stay, even though I was very tempted to stay, I was surprised that Milwaukee called me back. I was surprised that I missed Milwaukee. There was something about Milwaukee that made me want to live here again. And what surprised me about that was people have asked me most of my life where I'm from. And if I would say that I was from Milwaukee, they'd say, are you sure? You don't quite have that Milwaukee accent. I still don't know what that is. So about 9 years ago, I became the director, the executive director of Turner Hall. And that's another story for another day. But I quickly learned that the Turners were different from the German groups that I had encountered before in Milwaukee. They weren't quite about nostalgia, they weren't quite about the Lederhosen, and they were kind of about the beer, but not completely. And I learned a lot about mottos such as sound mind and a sound body. That the Turners were about social justice, they were about promoting tolerance, about community engagement. And that started to inspire me in a way that I've worked in the nonprofit community for a very long time, but I've been inspired by the Turner example in the last few years by going back to grad school, studying community psychology. I actually just graduated in May. Thank you. So I'm actually working as a psychotherapist in addition to being the director of Turner Hall. And I also became a yoga teacher during these years of working at Turner Hall. Thank you. And for those of you who don't know Turner Hall, by the way, it's across from the Bradley Center. It's located downtown, and it's this big Cream City brick building. One of the things I love about the building is that you have to experience the whole building to get a sense of it, kind of like getting to know other people. And it's not just a restaurant. Some people just know the fish fries, and some people just know the ballroom, and they've been to a punk show there. Or they know the climbing gym. A lot of people don't realize we have a climbing gym in the basement of Turner Hall. So for me, also experiencing Turner Ballroom was inspiring because it reminded me of places in Berlin. People often ask me, well, is this building ever going to be completely renovated? And I always say, well, I hope not. I actually really like it the way that it is. Because the thing about the building is you get the feeling that things happened there. And I want to say one more thing about trauma, and one of the reasons why I've been so motivated to study trauma. Because that motto, the Turner motto of a sound mind and a sound body, the definition of trauma is the separation of mind and body. And I feel like the Turners were onto something. Because if you're not feeling safe in your body, it's very hard to connect fully with your mind. And to be fully engaged in our community and to heal together holistically as a community, I feel that we need to be able to be safe in our bodies and to feel connected to our minds.
And that was Katarina Wren's story. Home is the key to get here.
I found that one fascinating because you'd think of all places Milwaukee would be so welcoming to someone from Germany because it's such a German city, but fascinating to find out that that wasn't necessarily the case.
Yes, very eye-opening. You might be wondering why we chose this theme this week, aside from the fact that we do have a very important fellowship event coming up. But if you tuned in last week, you would know that we were partnering with the Wauwatosa All City Read, One City, One Book, Lots of Ways to Bring Neighbors Together event. And TOSA's All City Read is a common reading program designed to bring neighbors together and build a sense of camaraderie and community while promoting literacy for all ages. And this year's book that they chose was A Man Called Uva. We are partnering with them this year. We had a workshop based with the theme of neighbors, neighborhoods, and we have another one coming up on the 12th. So all of these workshops are going to lead to a Wauwatosa Story Slam, which is going to be free. So we want to invite everybody to come to that storytelling workshop on the 12th to sharpen your story about neighborhoods or your personal experience with your neighbors, which I can imagine there are many. And then take that story and then go to Cranky Al's on the 22nd. Get up on stage. Get a little bit of a warm-up before we ask you to come to our stage over at Exfabula.
And become not so cranky. I love the theme of neighbors because it feels like you can have so many different cities within a city, just depending on your immediate surroundings and the people you live around. So I'm sure there'll be some fascinating stories coming out.
Yeah, I agree. So let's roll right into our next story. Charlene Sivier told a story at our Waukesha Reads program where the theme was coming of age back in 2015. So let's listen to Charlene's story.
My story happened when I was in eighth grade. We had birthday parties as we were growing up, but then in eighth grade, one of my friends, Terry Brown, had a boy-girl party. And it was pretty amazing. I mean, it was like we were all kind of excited about it, and not that anybody, I don't remember anybody going steady in eighth grade in those days, but I don't think they did. I didn't. But we went to the party. I went to the party, and, you know, they had the, I remember they had Beatles songs playing, and I don't remember. It was, Terry lived on a farm, and it was her birthday, and somehow during the party, it was all inside, everything was inside. We had played games and different things, and somehow, I don't know how to tell this, okay, I was the only brown person in my school, okay? And in eighth grade, there was a guy that came from the orphanage, and his name, he was African American, and his name was Art Triplett. And at this, it was just kind of like, oh, okay, he's Art Triplett, you know, kind of brown. And at the party, somehow we got pushed into a room together. And it was kind of like, well, this is weird. And I remember the song that was playing on the record player was Yesterday. Like, and that song always reminds me of Art Triplett. So I said, well, Art, you want to dance? So we were dancing, you know, kind of like shoulder to shoulder kind of thing. And all of a sudden, Mrs. Brown came in and said, what are you doing in here? You know, and I go, I don't know, we were just dancing. And so, well, you come out here now, and everything was fine. You know, we came out and finished the party. It was okay, and I don't know, it was okay. And then the next day, or I don't know if it was maybe Monday, somehow my mom found out about that I was in the back room with this black boy. And she went straight to the orphanage. And I didn't know this until afterwards, but talked to the people at the orphanage and told them that they needed to tell Art to stay away from me. And, you know, I found out about this later. And Art, of course, stayed away from me, you know, because he didn't want to be in trouble. And I didn't know what to think of it. You know, I was kind of like, okay. And then I remember my dad telling me, you're not black. You need to remember that you're not black. And I just thought, okay, I'm not black. What am I? You know? There wasn't anybody in my town that looked like me. And at that time, you know, watching TV, there was also nobody that looked like me. I remember watching Julia. Do you remember that? Yeah. Do you remember that show? And I remember, let's see, what was another one? Oh my gosh, when Diana Ross made that movie, Mahogany. I loved it. But it was like, well, who am I? You know, let me tell you who I am. I am, my mother's parents came from Germany, and my father's parents came to Hawaii from the Philippines. And I just never really felt like I fit in anywhere. You know, I mean, I was me. I grew up with my German relatives. I learned all the German songs and took German in high school. And then I, you know, went to Marquette. I don't know, the race thing was always kind of weird. And if you know the 70s, I mean, there were a lot of protests and, you know, demonstrations and I mean, Milwaukee burned, you know? I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on. And my dad, being Filipino, didn't really share his Filipino-ness with me. He wanted me to be white. I mean, and that didn't dawn on me until later. So, I don't know, I guess I'm kind of white. But, yeah, so that's my story. I don't know, that's about it.
And that was Charlene Sivier's very powerful story. And I'd like to add, it's really important to empower these voices from our community that you might not necessarily hear on a regular basis. And this is what Exfabula is all about. This is the nuts and bolts. Giving a microphone for people to tell their real, true personal stories, thereby creating a better sense of community through it. So I'm hoping that people will come to our fellowship series and our story slams and eventually want to contribute themselves.
What are some of the upcoming events you have?
Well, a very quick recap. We have the Wauwatosa All City Reads workshop on February 12th, which is going to lead to a small story slam at Cranky Owls on the 22nd. And then we have a very important, powerful fellowship series, which is going to be on February 15th. Embracing cultural diversity is the theme for that, and we would like to welcome everyone to come to that. Again, pre-registration is paramount. And then finally, we have a story slam coming up. And the theme for that evening is going to be water, and it's going to be on February 21st at Lakefront Brewery. So go to exfabula.org to either get your tickets, pre-register. If you have stories to tell yourself, please contact us. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks again so much, Leah, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.